Australia got the baseline 10% tariff. There were a lot of countries in our region, particularly in Southeast Asia, which got far higher, and then former United States allies like Canada slapped with excessive tariffs. What does that say about what we're doing in our trade relationship with the United States that got us that 10% rate?
Essentially, we have received a 10% rate because we buy more products from the US than the US sells. We buy more from the US than we sell to the US. And that is the sum total of the reason why we only received a 10% tariff, whereas New Zealand received a 15% tariff, as an example. So New Zealand sold a little bit more to the US than they bought from the US. Australia actually exports a lot more than New Zealand does to the US, but we buy significantly more products from the US, and that is all it is to do with.
Yep. So no extra diplomatic measures taking place, entirely our trade situation.
Yeah. Not really. There have been diplomatic discussions occurring between officials, and that has helped ensure that Australia hasn't risen to a point of prominence, whereas other countries have. But the US has had a focus on those countries who they see as having a trade surplus with the US rather than a trade deficit that Australia has.
Yeah. In terms of the impact that it's having on global inflation, it doesn't seem to have had at this point the effect that some were predicting, and in markets in particular too, there's been that TARCO phenomenon, and people are still willing to invest. Do you think that's going to change in the short to near term?
Absolutely, it's going to change. So we have to remember that when the initial tariffs across the world were announced on April 2nd, they were supposed to take effect on the, mid-April, and they were going to be very high. But the markets reacted very poorly, and President Trump paused those tariff increases and left every country at 10%. Now, many companies were hoping that that would eventually go away. And in the US, many companies made the decisions to eat the tariff. So rather than passing on the entire cost to consumers, they only passed on a small amount, estimated to be around about 22% of the tariff cost was passed on. Now that we have much higher tariffs that have been applied from many countries that export important and critical components, as well as finished goods to the US, we're going to see a number of companies start to raise those prices, and that's already starting to be visible in consumer prices in the US. The impact on a country like Australia is that we buy a lot of high technology products from the US, and those products often have intermediate goods or components that have come from around the world that are now subject to these tariffs. So we're likely to see some of that impact on the products that we want to buy from the US then flow into our economy. So we're not immune from the inflation that is already starting to appear in the US that is likely to get bigger in the months to come.
Yeah. And does that give us opportunity to buy from other countries that might have access to those goods, or are they also subject to those tariffs? So globally, we're in a bit of a pickle.
No, so we need to remember that the US is not as powerful as it once was in terms of trade. So if we went back to the early 2000s, the US made up around 20% of global trade. Now it makes up 13%. So it's declining importance. I mean, it's still a very important market, but it is not as important as many other markets. And for Australia, the US makes up only around about 4 or 5% of our exports in any case. Well, we have a much stronger relationship and a much bigger dependence on a market like China than we do with the US. So there is opportunities for Australia to be able to substitute from other markets. Mm. But for the high technology products that we engage with the US, we don't have that many other options available to us.
Yeah. Does it present an opportunity potentially for Australia to fill the void in some goods that other countries, particularly Vietnam and China, that they'd be buying from the US?
So a good example where we're likely to see an increase in our exports to the US is actually in beef. So there's been a lot of talk about what will happen to the beef industry because beef is Australia's largest export commodity to the US. Last year, we exported around $4 billion worth of beef to the US. Now, we compete with countries such as New Zealand, Canada, Mexico, and Brazil. All of those countries have tariff rates that are significantly higher than the 10%. Brazil has a 50% tariff, as an example. Mexico has a 30% tariff when it's outside of the USMCA. And Canada has a 35% tariff, and New Zealand has a 15% tariff. We're likely to see increasing demand for Australian beef in that market, and that's likely to see our prices go up and some benefits to the farmers as a result.